Jeff, you all at the Daily Press recently published a story about how the hospital is preparing for the COVID-19 vaccine. What can you tell us?
The vaccine is earmarked for the hospital's highest risk frontline healthcare workers. They are expecting about 100 doses initially, so those will go pretty fast. However, according to the hospital's infection preventionist, William Hemmer, the hospital is certainly thinking they will get subsequent shipments of vaccine, maybe even weekly, and then eventually expand their vaccination to other workers at the hospital, and then local nursing homes and long-term care facilities.
Recently, we've been able to get a better understanding of how many COVID patients are being treated at hospitals, not only across the country, but here in New Mexico. You've done some reporting on how you've had problems getting data from the Gila Regional Medical Center. Can you share a little bit more about the steps you're taking at the Daily Press to get that information? I understand the Silver City Daily Press has recently filed an IPRA lawsuit.
That's right. After months of back and forth with the newspaper trying to gain access to anonymous statistical data that would help us portray, you know, how full the hospital is, how frequent it is that COVID patients are either seen or admitted at the hospital. We never got any answers to those questions from the hospital. So this week we have filed a lawsuit asking a 6th District Court judge to force Gila Regional to comply with an Inspection of Public Records Act request for that data. The Daily Press is not looking for any names or personally identifiable health information, simply data that would show how full the hospital is, what the hospital's occupancy is, how many of those are COVID patients, that sort of thing. We did file an identical IPRA request last week. We got a response to that from the Department of Health, the State Department of Health, and according to the numbers they sent us in late November, Gila Regional Medical Center was about one third of patients there were COVID-19 patients, and that has since gone down, according to the database that was made public by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Right now, well, a week ago anyway, because there's a lag in this data. A week ago, Gila Regional Medical Center, about a quarter of their patients were COVID patients. The hospital is also not quite as close to its capacity as it was in late November right now. However, it's important for the newspaper to get this data, these numbers, even on a daily basis, so we can keep the community informed as to, you know, how COVID is spreading in the community, what the hospital's resources are, and it really does help illustrate why community members need to be careful and observe COVID-safe practices in their daily lives.
Okay, thanks for that update. And I want to move on and talk about a local holiday tradition, and that is the Toys for Tots program, which this year distributed toys to around 1,400 households throughout Grant County. What can you tell us about this year's program? Obviously, it's happening during a pandemic.
With the help of the local Marine Corps League, the Marine Toys for Tots program in Grant County, like you said, generally serves around 2,000 households each year. This year, they were concerned that because they couldn't deploy as many collection boxes for toys, they were concerned that they wouldn't be able to help out as many families. However, according to organizers, despite the fact that they've managed to help fewer families this year, a third less families, they said the community really did step up. And, you know, they didn't have as many collection points, but they had more than enough toys. And last Saturday, they distributed toys to about 70 households. Santa and his elves were at the Santa Clara Armory, and organizer Robert and Dana Lopez, a couple that have overseen this for 6 years, They just said that in the end, you know, the community really stepped up and made this event happen despite the virus.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Anthony.